Some of you might recall this particular phrase from the Bible. You might not remember where it came from, but we walk by faith, not by sight. And it's from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, the words of Paul to the church in Corinth. We use the word hope in many ways. We hope that things will improve. We hope that leaders make better decisions. We hope that the systems we depend on will stabilize. We hope that we will be okay. Most of the time, hope is tied to an outcome that we might be able to imagine. It carries a picture of the future that we want and a belief that somehow we or someone else will get us there. That kind of hope is fragile. It rises and it falls with the news cycle. It depends on conditions that we do not control. And when those conditions deteriorate, hope begins to thin, becomes harder to sustain. But there is another way of understanding hope. John of the Cross wrote in a time of upheaval and deep personal suffering. He was imprisoned by his own community. He had no reason to believe that his work would succeed or even continue. And yet, he wrote about a form of hope that does not depend on visible progress or personal accomplishment. He describes a path where a person releases their need to possess, to secure, to hold on to outcomes. To come to possess all, he writes, desire the possessions of nothing. He's not rejecting the world. He is naming a different way of being in it. He continues, to come to be what you are not, you must go by a way in which you are not. And now, that may seem like rather abstract spirituality. It's actually a description of what it feels like to live without a clear map, to move forward without knowing how things will resolve, to act without being able to guarantee that what you do will endure. And this is where many people, maybe some of us here this morning, find ourselves today. Because the systems that we relied on are not providing the same stability. The future is a little harder to picture. The connection between effort and outcome feels less certain. It's natural to want clarity, to want assurance that what we are doing will matter. John doesn't offer that assurance. He offers something else. He describes a kind of freedom that comes when we are no longer driven by the need to secure the future for ourselves. We can act because something is right, not because we can see where it leads. We can participate in what is good without needing to hold on to the result. Now, this kind of hope does not withdraw from the world. It does not give up on change. It removes the demand that the future confirms us. It allows us to remain engaged without being controlled by outcomes. Much of our society's exhaustion comes from trying to carry what is not ours to carry. We try to hold the whole future in place, and we measure our actions against results that we cannot produce on our own. We lose heart when the scale of the work exceeds what we can see. John's insight loosens that grip. We are not asked to guarantee the future. We are asked to participate in it, to act with clarity, to remain connected to what is real, to contribute to life where we can, without needing to secure how it unfolds. And I think this is a braver form of hope. It does not rise and fall with the latest development. It is not dependent upon visible progress. It is sustained by a deeper orientation, a willingness to stay engaged in what is good, even when the outcome remains open. We do not need to know where everything is going. We need to know how we will live within it. So I'd just like to share with you this morning a spiritual practice that may help in difficult times. And it would ask you to take and put aside 10 minutes tops, to sit somewhere where you can be still without interruption. And then begin by naming as clearly as you can one outcome that you are trying to control. And be specific. It might be something in a relationship, in the work or the volunteer work that you do, the direction of the world, or a situation that feels urgent and unresolved. Say this out loud, or better yet, write it down. This is what I want to happen. And then notice what sits underneath it. Could be fear, responsibility, urgency, or hope. Do not rush past this. Ask yourself this question. What is actually mine to do here? Keep your answers concrete. What is the next step that belongs to you? And it may be something like a conversation. It could be a decision, a small act of care. It may be as simple as telling the truth about what you see. And sit with that for a moment. And then deliberately release the rest. You can do this physically if it helps. Open your hands, place the paper down, or take a breath that marks this shift. You're not stepping away from responsibility. You are stepping out of the illusion that you can carry the whole outcome. Now, we've done an exercise like this with youth and asked them to write down these things. And the things that they're going to let go of, we put into a campfire and virtually let go of them, literally let go of them. So if you can return to this, what you have learned, what you've gained, what you've written down, return to this just in your thoughts throughout the day. Maybe just to remind yourself, you take that piece of paper, fold it up, put it in your pocket so that you can take it out and reflect on it later. And each time you feel yourself tightening around what might happen, come back to that same moment. Name what you want, discern what is yours, and release what is not. Now, this is a deeper form of hope that can take root. And may we find ways to cultivate hope and trust that can look for a brighter tomorrow. So let us pray. Holy One, release us from the need to hold the future. Free us from the belief that everything depends on us, and from the fear that nothing will change. Give us the clarity to act with integrity and the freedom to let go of what we cannot control. Keep us steady in what is good, even when the way forward is not clear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.